something like this. I don't. That's the thing that I seem to hear him say is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there used to be a lot of that.
Yeah, every year. So many more made. I don't know why we always had to make a couple extra ones a year. Hell, if we have quilts, of course, we've got the electric banquet stage now, but then quilts don't wear out.
We had an electric blanket, but we gave it away. One night, my wife took it out in the air. Well, one day she aired it, and then she brought it back and put it on the bed. It was one of these dual control stairs. She got it upside down, or rather, wrong side, too. And my control was for her side, and her control was for my side. I was freezing. Of course, then I'd reach over and turn it up another notch, and she was roasting, and she turned hers down. And I think that night, I probably lost about, I didn't lose much, but she probably lost about 10 pounds. I just roasted her over there. And we slept maybe an hour all night long. But of all the crazy things, that's a miserable sensation.
Oh, we occasionally, during the night, we get to turn the things or get them too hot. But ordinarily, I like them because you don't have very little weight.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, our houses aren't as cold as they were years ago when we really could have used them while we didn't have them.
Well, ours eventually broke. I don't know what happened to it. We had a repair shop in town. This was up in Michigan, but it wasn't very good. They'd allow you $10 and charge you $40 more for a new one. We didn't do it. It was a GE that you guys' wedding gift. It served its purpose. Did you ever spend bedding on the floor when you had a lot of friends come in?
Not only on the floor. A lot of times we'd even go out and have some of us have to move out to the barn.
Sleep on the hay?
Put a tarp over the hay and pile down on it.
That was a pretty fair bed, wasn't it?
Well, it'd be awful today, but in the younger days it did work pretty good.
Get all your friends out there and joke and gossip. I spent some good nights on pine needles. Of course, they were good nights because you got a chance to go to bed. But what did you call it when you put your bedding on the floor?
Gosh, I don't know whether we even had a name for it. We bedded them down any place is generally what it was said.
Mm-hmm.
We'll bed you down.
I know in some parts of the state that's called making a pallet, but that wasn't common to me. Do you use that term now?
I've read it, but I've never.
What would you say about the land around here, whole south and north? And do you have a lot of flat, grassy country?
There is very, very little range country.
Any special term for flat, grassy country?
Matter of fact, if it was flat, it wouldn't stay grassy long. It would be in cultivation.
Yeah, that's right. I was wondering if that would be plains or prairies.
I imagine it probably was in the old and long ago, but then.
Mm-hmm. Where are the nearest mountains here, or such as they are?
Wichita Mountains down here to Lawton.
Mm-hmm. I rattled across those Sunday afternoon and down that way. I don't know if I went across them, but there's nothing there.
Well, most of the highways are either to the north or to the south of them.
Mm-hmm.
See them. Well, there's roads across them, too.
I'd like to go back up in there. I saw one of the maps for the wildlife reserve there.